Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg with you on our post-O'Brien edition, talking to one of the winning trainers, a conditioner of the very impressive trotting mare, Maven. Jonas Cernison joins us. Welcome to Trot Radio, Jonas. Congratulations on a great weekend in PEI.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that was a very fun weekend.
How was your time on Prince Edward Island? First time ever there?
Yep, first time ever there. We actually had a really good time. I mean, I have to say they put on a very nice weekend up there. I mean, we went and did a tour and went to the races there on Friday night, so we had a very good time.
Good old maritime hospitality. Now, of course, the reason you were there was because of your outstanding older trotting mare, Maven. She was the one to win the O'Brien Award, of course, for older trotting mare, and she did it in a walk almost in terms of votes. Tell us what makes Maven such a great competitor, because she really is special.
Special in many ways. I mean, she gives all she got, but I mean, she doesn't pull very much. She's not an over-aggressive horse. I mean, you can pretty much put her where she needs to be, and she's good, relaxed in a hole, and I mean, if you need to pull her, you can. So, I mean, she's a pretty handy horse.
Yeah, a push-button type, that's for sure, and that's what wins races, regardless of whether they're trotters or pacers. Now, what race do you most want to win now with Maven?
Oh, I mean, we won the Umber Flight up there. We've been working on trying to get the Umber Flight with Autumn Escapade for a couple of years, so we finally got it done with Maven. So, I mean, now we got two Breeders' Crowns, so, I mean, it's... And you always want to win everything you're in, so kind of we're all right now.
Oh, you certainly are, and nobody would argue that point with you. it was a remarkable year for you, obviously, and you know, for Maven in particular, especially in terms of who she was up against. There were so many great horses, standouts in 2013, that your mare wasn't really mentioned in Horse of the Year talk, but would you say her mile in 151 and 4 at Delaware was easily one of the best performances? Probably something that a trotting mare would need to get that kind of recognition?
Yeah, that's, I mean, like she, the fraction set and everything, and she did it on her own. I mean, she cut the whole mile out, so I mean, it wasn't like that we got sucked along and got lucky. I mean, she did it because she was the best for that day there. So that was, and like you said, I mean, it's tough. She won 10 out of 14 and was never even mentioned on being up for Horse of the Year. And pretty much due to that, there were so many other great horses that year. So, I mean, I'm not taking anything away. I mean, you had so many good horses. So it was just, there was horses that was better than her that was up for it. So it was just, that's a tough thing.
Yeah, well, you know, a very deserving winner nonetheless. Now, let me ask you something. Obviously, you're not just a one-trick pony. You took over the training on Trotter Muscle Network late in the year. Tell us about that colt. He's now three. Is he looking like a major player?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, right now, I mean, we have got a couple of slow miles with him so far this year, but he's coming back nice. He's filled out nice. So I'm hoping for a big year with him.
Now, I understand that there's one race that we won't be seeing Muscle Network in this year. Could you tell us about that and why?
Yeah, unfortunately, they missed the previous owners. They missed taking him to the handball. So the race of races for three-year-olds, we're not going to be in.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, so we are going to have to win everything else and... and go from there.
Why not? You personally are coming off your best year as a trainer. What are your personal goals for 2014?
Oh, hope to have another good, successful year and hopefully make even more money for our owners.
Can't ask for more. Now, do you have any Ontario bred trotters? If so, as a trainer that is predominantly focused on the Grand Circuit events, have you been scared off racing and investing here based on what's happening to the racetracks program?
Actually, no. I mean, we got a couple. I think we got a handful of Ontario breds, and I mean, I mean, looking at the CyrusX program up there, and I mean, compare the CyrusX program to Jersey, I mean, it's still a pretty good program. It was pretty much more that the program was a super nice program before, and it turned into be an okay program. So it has not really scared me off, no.
Well, that's good to know. We look forward to seeing some of your Ontario breds racing in OSS action this year. Jonas, thanks so much for this, and congratulations once again on a fantastic year.
Well, thank you very much.